Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I'm everywhere now, y'all. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Because guess what, y'all? You might not be crazy. You might be a victim of gaslighting. So today's episode is going to be about the conditional love of a narcissist. Can a narcissist love you? Can a narcissist have a healthy relationship? This, that, blah, 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 boop, boop, beep, beep, beep. Y'all know how I go, the narcissist robot. So I always, you know, when people ask me, can a narcissist love you? I always ask another question. I know people hate it, but I always ask the question, how are they treating you? Because a lot of times, are they treating you like they love you? Are they treating you like they're afraid to lose you? Are they treating you like your opinion matters, like you mean the world to them? You know, and a lot of times the answer to that question is going to be no. So does that narcissist in particular love you right here at this moment? No. But I do believe narcissists have, I feel like I can love. I feel like I do love. Like, love, to me, love is through actions. Love is more of a verb than it is just a normal, like a noun. Or an adjective, whatever it is. Is it a noun or an adjective? I'm a grammar Nazi on my other TikTok account, but I can't think of love an action word. But to me, it's a verb. We're going to make it a verb today. But yeah, so with it being a verb, that means actions have to go behind it. So are they treating you like they love you? Are you being, you mean, treated like you love? The light is coming in right now. Goodness gracious, y'all. Sorry. I did not expect the sun to rise. The sun sets in the east and rises on the narcissist. Goodness gracious. I do not like this lighting right now. So I'm going to keep talking though. But the love, like I said, a narcissist love, it does come with conditions though. A narcissist love is very, very conditional. And I will say that. And like I say, if you violate one of those conditions, the love, whatever type of love, the love bombing, the idealization, it can come to an abrupt halt. The love is taken away from you. The little bit of love that they might have been giving you is immediately or abruptly taken away from you. So in that instance right there, so is that narcissist still in love with you? Probably not. You know, probably not. They might stay with you. They might be staying with you for convenience or for the kids and things like that. I know people don't want to hear that, but like, this wouldn't be the self-aware narcissist channel if I wasn't telling you the self-aware narcissist truth. You know what I mean? But one of the main things I've also learned though is that, like, I asked my therapist, and we were talking about love and stuff like that. Because if you don't know, y'all, I've been in psychotherapy for the past 4 years, and I asked my therapist, I was like, I just have a hard time finding, like, other than my wife, I have a hard time finding love and staying in love and stuff like that before her. And she was just like, you know what it is? And I was telling her, she's like, because your love comes with conditions. She's like, even your friendship, even your friend love, even your friendship comes with conditions. Even your, like, your parenting comes with conditions. Every part of your life comes with conditions. So it's hard for you as a narcissistic person to believe that somebody can love you unconditionally. It's hard for you because you don't believe in unconditional love, because you know that the way you love, it comes with conditions. And that kind of blew my mind. And I was thinking about that, you know, I'm just going in more depth with that because it does. Like, I don't believe in unconditional love. I just don't. I believe everybody's love comes with conditions. And I know that because my love is conditional. That narcissistic person in your life, their love comes with conditions attached. There's strings attached to their love. You know what I mean? So a lot of times in situations like that, you have to deal with that, the conditional love. Like, if you violate one of those conditions, the love is taken away from you. And a lot of times, y'all, you don't even know what the conditions are. And you'll spend an eternity, you spend the rest of your life, decades even, trying to figure out what condition you violated to make that person switch up on you overnight. And if that love, like if that love is taken away, yeah, it just doesn't come back. That's why at the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist is typically the best part of it, because that person is like literally idealizing you. They are idealizing the image of you. You're the perfect person for them. You mean, you're my person. I want to give you everything to make you happy, even if it's the stuff I don't want to do. I'll go above and beyond to make you happy. That narcissist in your life might have went above and beyond and did a lot of stuff that they really, really didn't like to do in order to make you happy, or to woo you, to get you at first. So there's a lot of moving pieces there, because like I say, if they don't, you know, and if you violate, they're doing a lot of stuff that, like, we are doing at the beginning, we're doing a lot of stuff that we really don't want to do. We really don't like doing this stuff, but we do it to make you happy. And then, but this is the kicker right here. We end up resenting you for it. It's not funny, but it is. You know, we do stuff to make you happy, but we end up resenting you for it because we have to go above and beyond and do something we don't really want to do to make you happy. So once you violate one of those conditions, that love is gone. Like, it's gone. That specific level of 100% love you are getting, probably we're getting from that narcissist, is taken immediately. It could go to zero, but a lot of times it's just dwindles over time down to that, you know, down to zero, down 10, 20% or whatever. Your relationship will never be the same after you violate one of those conditions. I know you. What conditions are there? There's the normal conditions. You can talk back to the narcissist. You can disagree with them. You could hurt their fragile ego. You can not pick up when they call you. You can not text them back. You can, you know, go out with your friend, choose going out with your friends or family over to spending time with them. Those are conditions that you can violate with a narcissist, y'all. I know this seems like so simple, but like, the narcissist wants to encompass so much of your time to make you super dependent upon us. That's what codependency becomes in. We want you to depend upon us, where you're the co-pilot in this codependency thing. We want you to depend upon us, so we do this stuff to you. You know what I mean? And like I said, if you violate, like, I don't know, whatever conditions, like one of my main conditions is like, you cheat on me, you're done for good forever. I will never view you the same ever again. And once I don't view you the same, I would, like, especially if you cheat on me, that's just like the worst. You want to hurt a narcissist? Cheat on them, you know, because they'll, and you hurt, don't do that. Use discretion, because I'll put, like, I don't know, you'll see the dark side of me if I go in there. What I would do if I got cheated on, they found out. You just don't, you just don't know. I'm not even going to the darkness of the depths of my mind, because y'all will see where the sociopathic traits come from. My therapist said, you have, like, oh, you got some sociopathic traits there. I'm like, oof, cool, whatever. You know what I mean, I got sociopathic traits. I'm not a sociopath. But you violate one of those conditions, the love is taken away, and those conditions are ever changing. Those conditions will never ever be the same. You'll try your hardest, and if you're like, what did I do wrong? What can you please tell me what I did wrong so we can work on this? You and the narcissist will always, sometimes the narcissist will respond to you, if you really love me, you should know what you did wrong. If you really cared about me, you would know how you wronged me. If you really did this, you would know this. They'll play a game with you to keep you strangling, to string you along for years, and y'all waste a lot of time. Realize that if you're dealing with that narcissist, there's no way that you can get that love from the beginning of the relationship. There's no way you can get that back, full-fledged love. You can't do it. And I'm just like, I tell y'all straightforward like this, because I don't want to see y'all wasting a lot of your the prime of your life trying to get a narcissist to love you. Because people in my comment section, like, what can I do to get them to love me again? I'm like, nothing. Like, you have to have, like, the only way you get a, like, I don't know, you have leverage matters. If you don't have any kind of leverage over that narcissist in your life, then they're gonna run over top of you, especially if you violate one of those conditions. And if they tell you the condition that you violated and you promise to never violate the condition again, it's too late. The damage is done, literally. Not figuratively, the mental damage to that narcissist, the hit on their ego, is done. And they'll probably hate you. That love will go to hate really, really quick. You know, so that's one thing. That's one thing I say. I don't believe in unconditional love. And my therapist really 100% said it. She said, because your love is conditional. So you don't believe, you know, the world revolves around you, doesn't it? So you don't believe anybody else can love unconditionally, which I still don't. You know, I'm not here to argue with y'all. I'm just telling you my mindset. I still don't believe in unconditional love. I just don't. I feel like there's something that anybody can do on this planet. There's something that somebody in your life can do to you that you won't love them completely anymore. You'll have love for them, but you won't love them anymore like you used to. What about the love for your kid? People discard kids all the time. You know what I mean? But that's the crux of it, though, y'all. Do you want to love it? Loving a narcissist is hard, y'all, because you won't get, like, the love that you put in, you won't get back. It won't be reciprocated 100%. It just won't. Man, woman, non-binary person, whatever you mean. It just won't be reciprocated to you. You'll be loving, like, you'll empty your cup of love trying to pour into this narcissistic person, trying to get them to love you, trying to get them to care for you, trying to get them to appreciate you. You'll waste a lot of time, effort, energy, and sanity, and state of mind, and peace of mind. You'll waste a lot, y'all. You're going to waste a lot. I'm just like, and I know it. I see it happening all the time. And but like, when you do, like, when you do get fed up and you try to leave, you're like, okay, I'm just going to leave. I can't get this love back. They're going to love bomb you. I thought you didn't love me anymore. I thought the person I knew was gone. They're going to tell you everything you want to hear, say everything you want to see, show you everything you want to see, clap your cheeks, whatever they're going to do to get you back. And somehow it works. I know the trauma bond exists, but people be in my inbox all the time now. I'm just like, look, these people have did the most despicable things to you. I've had one-on-ones with them over Zoom, talking to them, vibing with them. And then all of a sudden they'll hit me with an inbox. It's like, I fell for a Hoover again. At what point does, like, it not become a Hoover anymore? Like, at what point, y'all? Just like, I fell for the Hoover again. Like, you know it's coming. Like, you know it's coming. Some people want to be Hoovered. In my brain, I just, and people are like, Lee, you're victim blame. No, I'm not victim blaming. I'm victim empowering, because look, go through my comment section. You'll see, I didn't get Hoovered. What's wrong with me? And people, like, some people want to be Hoovered. Everybody's mental health is not going to be the same. Everybody's healing journey is not going to be the same. But anyways, y'all, if you violate one of those conditions, the love is going to be taken away from you. I mean that. Anyway, y'all, leave some suggestions in the comment section for new video topics, y'all, because I'm running low. I'm just kidding. Anyway, leave suggestions. I really, truly appreciate y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. Y'all know my podcast, folks. We got a few extra seconds for y'all. I really, truly appreciate y'all more than anything. Follow the YouTube channel as well. I'm thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Hit that 5 stars for me. I'm out. Peace.